topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host and their guests, and not those of W4CS Radio, its employees, or affiliates. W4CS makes no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for listening to the Cancer Support Network on W4CS.com. Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive Live. I'm Dr. Lisa Schuler, the host of tonight's show. Carolyn Gazella and I co-host the show, and we are also the authors of two books on the topic of cancer, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, and our most recent book, 5 to Thrive, Your Cutting-Edge Cancer Prevention Plan. That is the inspiration for this show, which is our goal, of course, every day is to bring you information, inspiration, so that you can lead healthier, happier, more fulfilling lives in the face of cancer. And helping us to do this are our very generous sponsors, who we like to thank at the beginning of every show. Our sponsors are Natural Health International, Cetria Glutathione, Cognizant Citicoline, and Tomorrow's Nutrition. We really do appreciate our sponsors so very much. And let's see, what else can I tell you? We have a great week coming up. So please go to our website, 5tothriveplan.com, and you can check on the click on the radio tab, and you can find the weekly schedule posted there. You can also sign up to receive our Thrive Thoughts. If you just hit the subscribe button, put your email in, you will get our weekly radio show email schedule emailed to you, and you will also get our weekly Thrive Thought, which is usually a short little snippet of health information, a little video clip, just something good to help you get more information. We're all about giving you as much as we possibly can in short snippets so you can integrate all of this good stuff. And we are also happy to let you know that we do have podcasts of prior shows. You can get podcasts of all last year's shows on W4TSR.com. That's W4TSR.com. And then, of course, we have a subscription package that you can, several of them actually, that you can do to, if you want to listen to our show, but this time just doesn't work out for you. We have a way for you to still catch all this great information. All right. Well, with no further ado, I want to get to tonight's show. This is an important topic, and I think particularly to people who have had any kind of chronic unwellness in their life. And helping us to understand this, we have Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum on the show. Dr. Teitelbaum is the medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers and Chronicity. He's the author of the popular free iPhone app, Cures A to Z. And he's also the author of best-selling books, which include From Fatigued to Fantastic, Pain-Free 1-2-3, a proven program for eliminating chronic pain now, the Beat Sugar Addiction Now series, and Real Cause, Real Cure. He is lead author on several studies showing effective treatment for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, as well as a recent study on the effective management of autism using a particular therapy called NAET. Dr. Teitelbaum does frequent media appearances, and he's been on shows such as Good Morning America, CNN, Fox News Channel, and the Dr. Oz Show, as well as Oprah and Friends. He is fortunate enough to live in Kona, Hawaii, and I am delighted to welcome him back on the show. Hello, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Lisa, always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to our show. So the topic we have lined up tonight is fatigue, which I know is one of your very long-standing areas of interest. I think you have developed quite an expertise in chronic fatigue in particular. And so I'd like, you know, just to start off by maybe helping our listeners to understand a little bit more about your interest in this area of fatigue. How did you get interested in this, and what got you started in doing all this work and writing and clinical practice in the area of fatigue?
Well, it's very near and dear to my heart. Back in 1975, I came down with what I call the drop-dead flu, and it triggered fibromyalgia chronic fatigue syndrome. It knocked me out of medical school for the year. And God bless the professors, and they knew there was a virus, but once they couldn't do anything, they just figured, well, here's an antidepressant. They had no idea. But I learned during that year when I was out of medical school, in large part by meeting naturopaths and other holistic healers, how to effectively treat fatigue. That's been my passion now for over 35 years. And it's something that it's so easy to treat, but physicians are simply not trained in how to help people get better from fatigue. So it's what I love to do, is teach mm-hmm. people how to get their life back.
Yeah, that's fantastic because, you know, I think that when doctors have a personal experience with a condition, it just infuses their work with just that added extra passion, you know, and I would imagine that your own experience put you in a position of not being satisfied until you really started to understand the underlying causes and really get at the issue, and so I'm sure that's been a strong motivation. Have you seen a lot change in the last 35 years in terms of our understanding of fatigue and the kind of therapies that we have to treat it?
Oh, absolutely. And there's so much more, and each month there's new research and new areas and new tools that are available. So it's helpful to know what's causing it in any given individual, and it's usually a mix of issues. And then you want to tailor those treatments to those things to make them go away. And in fact, my new patient visits are 2 to 4 hours, and I do phone consultations with people all over the world with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and fatigue from other causes, including cancer. And I realized one-on-one I wasn't able to reach everybody, so I actually created the first computerized physician. I hold a patent, U.S. patent on a computerized doctor, which is a computer program that we put online, and we made it free for everybody. So it's called the Energy Analysis Program, and people can go online, fill in a questionnaire that does their symptoms. If they have lab tests that are pertinent, they can even add those, although most of the time they're not needed. And it'll say exactly these are the key areas to focus on to optimize energy.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, I think this is kind of one of the new phenomenons that's starting to creep into the internet all over, actually, are these computerized type of diagnostic or assessment tools that really are going to transform, I think, healthcare, because it's going to bring to anybody the ability to do some self-assessment in a way that has been structured so they get the right answers. They're asked the right questions, they can get the right answers, and then it sounds like with your program they can really start to optimize their own health, which is great, especially in relationship to fatigue, because fatigue is really quite prevalent. What's your estimates on how many people are experiencing chronic tiredness?
Most everyone.
Most everyone.
And it's funny. Yes, 31% of adult Americans who have been fatigued, have been chronically fatigued for at least the last 6 months. You've got 2 to 4% that have the most severe form of the energy crisis, human energy crisis, called chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. That's where they hurt all over and can't sleep despite being exhausted. But when you look at just who doesn't want more energy, most everybody does. You look at the skyrocketing sales of these energy loan shark drinks, you know, people reaching for sugar and sodas to try to get a quick energy boost. It's more the rule than the exception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, I know. Do you think that prevalence, I mean, you sort of, you know, kind of flippantly said everyone, but I think there is some truth to that. So do you think the fact that there is so much fatigue, is that the result of we're just trying to live a lifestyle that we're not meant to live? Or is it the result of increasing challenges physiologically? Are there things that are going more and more wrong with the way people's bodies work?
I don't know if you remember this movie, The Perfect Storm,
with sure.
All these different things coming together. Well, you look at it. Let's see what's changed in the last 150 years. Half of our calories are coming from empty calories that have been stripped of vitamins and minerals, because we get 18% of calories from sugar, 18% from white flour and added fats. So we're seeing high-calorie malnutrition, people who are obese and malnourished for the first time in human history. Sleep has dropped by 30%. used to be average night's sleep in the United States was 9 hours. Then light bulbs hit, and computer, radio, television, all these other things. Now we're down to 6 3/4. The speed of life. You know, when I was a kid, if I wanted to send an email, or send a letter, it would take a week to get there, a week to get back. Now it's like I hit send, and 5 seconds later, it's like, ding, response. You know, it's like, you know, so the speed of life is increasing. But especially for those with cancer, where there's almost this feeling on the side of the medical profession that if we can beat the body to death enough, then maybe we'll kill the cancer cells first. So people are horribly malnourished, in part from the chemo and the nausea. They have a lot of pain that drags them down. Their sleep is down for a number of reasons, including the pain. There are the mind-body issues. There are the adrenal stresses, and even things like low testosterone caused by narcotics for pain. And the low testosterone will cause pain and fatigue in men and women. So there's all these things that we see in the general population, but we see dramatically amplified in those with cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're just speaking some good truths there. Well, we have a lot more to talk about, and we're going to do just that when we come back from our first break. So we'll be right back.
Interested in boosting your brain power? So am I. This is Carolyn Gazella, co-host of 5 to Thrive Live, and I'm here to tell you about a supplement that I take. The human brain needs a lot of nutrition to stay focused throughout the day. Citicoline naturally enhances energy-producing centers within the brain. Cognizin delivers a clinically tested, patented form of citicoline that supplies your brain with the energy it needs to stay sharp. Look for Cognizin on the label, or for more information, visit Cognizin.com. That's Cognizin.com.
Green tea is good for us. It's a key part of the 5 to Thrive plan. What if you don't care for the taste of green tea? And with so many green tea supplements, how do you choose? No one wants to waste their money on a poor quality product, and I know I want organic to avoid the harmful toxins. That's why you should choose Sunfinin. Sunfinin from Tomorrow's Nutrition gives you the highest quality green tea possible, and they offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They have confidence in the quality of all their products. As a special offer to 5 to Thrive listeners, Tomorrow's Nutrition will give you 20% off your order. Go to tomorrowsnutrition.com and type in the code 5 to Thrive when you check out, and you'll automatically receive 20% off your order. Get quality. Get results. Get Sunfinin green tea from Tomorrow's Nutrition. That's tomorrowsnutrition.com. And don't forget to type in the code 5 to Thrive to get 20% off your order.
Welcome back to 5 to Thrive Live. If you have just joined us, my name is Dr. Lisao Schuler, tonight's host of the program. And tonight I am joined by Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, a world-renowned expert in many things, but particularly in the treatment of fatigue. And I would like to invite you to ask questions of Dr. Teitelbaum. As usual, the best way to do that is to put your question into the chat room on the website. So on the bottom right side of your screen, you have two chat boxes that are collapsed. And if you just open them up, you don't need to sign in, but you're welcome to sign in if you'd like, and just put your question into the general chat box, which is the chat box on the left side of the right side of your screen, to not be confusing about that. Okay, so Dr. Teitelbaum, let's jump right in, I think, into helping people understand fatigue from the perspective of managing it. So I know that you have a fairly clear approach to how you manage or fatigue, optimize energy. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, what I'd like listeners to do, if you have a pen and paper, write down the word shine, S-H-I-N-E, because that's your simple checklist from going from where you are to really having outstanding energy. The S stands for sleep. And people, like I said, we used to have an average 9 hours sleep a night until 130 years ago. Now we're down to 6 3/4. But for people with cancer, because of the pain issues, because of things like reflux from the medications, other problems, the sleep problem is even worse. And there's nice, the nice thing is that there's simple, natural things you can do for most people to really help sleep a lot. So say, for example, you have insomnia. There's a mix of Jamaican dogwood, hops, theanine, wild lettuce, valerian, passion flower. Those six herbs can be found in a mix called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. So really easy to get sleep. Melatonin, 5 milligrams at bedtime. For most people, 0.3 milligram. But if you have acid reflux, that's not only going to help sleep, but it will decrease the acid reflux problems. The smell of lavender. Just get some lavender spray and spray it on the pillow, under your nose. All of these things can help sleep. And then if you have trouble sleeping despite those, it's really worth considering the medications. Again, I prefer natural, but there are time for medications because we're not talking about the standard sleeping pills like Klonopin and Valium stuff, which can make the problem worse, but things along the lines of Neurontin, which help the nerve pains and other pains and also deepen sleep, just tiny doses of Trazodone or things like that. So there's ways to tailor things so that you can get solid sleep. Mm-hmm. If your legs are jumping at night because you have restless leg syndrome from low iron, from the chemotherapy and the malnutrition, the treatment is not Requip. The treatment is optimizing iron levels.
Yeah, so before you move on to your H, I want to just ask you a couple of follow-up questions on the sleep. Because first of all, you know, just in the space of a few minutes, you went through a number of strategies, which I want to emphasize, because what that's really saying is that although poor sleep is a universal issue, the approach or the management is very individual, and there's lots of options for people that are available. But the question I want to ask you is, what would you consider to be normal sleep or normal sleep expectations for people at various points in their life? Say somebody in their 60s or 70s versus somebody in their 20s or 30s.
Well, Lisa, it's kind of like asking what's a normal shoe size. and I would say that the average shoe size is 8. So, but that doesn't mean that everybody needs a size 8 shoe. So the way to tell if you're getting enough sleep is how you feel during the day. Do you have good energy? Is your mind clear? You don't have much, you know, widespread muscle pain issues. Your immune system's working well. You're getting plenty of sleep regardless. Some people need 5. Others need 10. But if you find you're tired, achy, brain is foggy, these suggest that you want to up your sleep to be sure you're getting at least 8 and maybe even 9 hours a night, which is what people, again, for 1,000 years. And it's funny, you talk to the anthropologists, and they say you go back 5,000 years. The average night's sleep was 11 hours a night.
Wow.
When it was dark outside, it was boring and dangerous. So the sun went down, people went to sleep. It came up, they woke up. Sunset to sunrise averages 11 hours. So listen to your body. And this is good advice in general. My next book is going to be called, two books from now, it's going to be Enjoy Your Vices. Where, you know, right now we try to make everybody think that they're, everything that makes them feel good is bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your body. If something feels good and leaves you feeling healthy overall, it's probably good for you. And that's how you tell how much sleep you need. How do you feel the next day?
Okay, well, good. That's consistent with your other information, which is this is a very individualized kind of self-assessing situation. Okay, so we've got S down. So are we ready for H?
Absolutely. So let's take a look at hormones. Those are body's communication system. We're looking at things like thyroid, adrenal, estrogen, testosterone, even other hormones. So what you're going to find is that, one, there's widespread hormonal deficiencies because of the chemicals in the environment. And then you're going to see malnutrition will also be contributing. And the stress of simply having the cancer can cause adrenal exhaustion. And the blood test will miss most people who need hormonal support. So basically, if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need bioidentical thyroid hormone. Even taking some iodine, maybe 6 1/4 milligram, I think is a good dose for people, can be very helpful. If you find that you get irritable when hungry, you get these feed me now or I will kill you episodes, well, that's low adrenal. And instead of going to a marriage counselor or a divorce lawyer, Of course, so if you want to meet people with this disease, just go to those offices. I mean, it's just, the mood shifts will drive people into a relationship hell. But it's easy. You take some adrenal glandulars, some vitamin C, B5, licorice, all of those. There's a product called Adrenal Stress End, which has all of those, makes it really easy. And it'll smooth out the adrenal, smooth out energy, help sleep, help a lot of things. And then very important for those of you on chronic narcotics for the cancer is that the narcotics will cause testosterone levels to drop, and then the low testosterone will go ahead and cause more pain. So the trick for that is just to add in a little bit of bioidentical testosterone, working with your naturopathic or allopathic physician, to bring it up to the mid-range of normal, maybe 2 milligrams for women and 50 for men, can make a big difference in terms of helping both energy and decreasing pain in cancer. Now, Lisa, I'm going to throw one other hormone that bears noting here. There's a hormone called HCG. It goes up in pregnancy, and people hear about it because of the HCG diets and all the controversy with that. What they haven't heard about usually is the research showing that giving HCG in people with chronic pain, even on high-dose narcotics, usually decreases the pain by anywhere from a third to a half, usually. It was a drop in the dose of narcotics needed by half. Now, I don't care about the dose of narcotics as much as I care that people get pain-free. So the HCG sublingually can make a big difference in dropping pain, which will help your energy as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. I actually was not familiar with that use of HCG, and I'm happy to hear that there's a good, well-researched use for that hormone. I'm not a big fan of it being part of a diet program, but this sounds like a really good way to use it. And very interesting point about the testosterone, because I think that that's something that I would hazard to say gets neglected most of the time, and sounds like could make a big difference in people's energy and overall well-being. So that's a very good tip too. Okay, so what about the eye?
Well, infections. Infections drag down energy. When you have the flu, you feel tired, achy. And the most common infection that we're going to see in the cancer population will be candida or yeast overgrowth. You can tell that's present because of the chronic sinusitis, nasal congestion, and also often from the irritable bowel syndrome. So if you have those two, it's reasonable to consider a trial of using probiotics and avoiding excess sugar. I'm not big on avoiding foods in cancer because we already have people drinking too much of that and getting a malnourishing diet. But cutting back excess sweets. Now, I will note chocolate's a health food, so that's an exception. Then there are different treatments for knocking out the candida. That can make a big help for folks.
Mm-hmm. So just for our listeners who may not be familiar with candida, can you just give a brief explanation of what that is?
Well, in our colon, we have over 10 trillion, shall we say, immigrants that usually live at peace in our body. There are more of those than there are cells in the whole rest of our body. And we have different bacteria that live there. There's fungal elements or candida or yeast, whatever name you want to give them. What happens, though, is when we have excess antibiotics, they kill off the healthy bacteria, and all of a sudden these yeasts overgrow and become toxic for a number of reasons. Excess sugar, also yeast grow by fermenting sugar. And when you take one of those 48-ounce Big Burp sodas they have at the local Quickie Mart, well, that's 36 spoons of sugar you're pouring down your gut. You're turning it into a fermentation tank, which basically is a tank that grows yeast. Those yeast cause almost an allergic-type reaction in the sinuses. They're the main cause of chronic sinusitis in this country, with allergies being second. But they also cause spastic colon, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. So it's not that the yeast are bad. They're just out of balance, and they need to be put back into balance in the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, that's it's a good explanation and a good reminder that everything is connected. We're talking about fatigue, and here you are spending time assessing digestive function, which may for some people be, huh? But actually, there's quite a tight connection between that. So that sounds good. Okay. So we've got this S for sleep, H for hormones, I for infections, N.
N is nutrition, and that make that a double capital N overlying bolded, because especially in cancer, where people are losing weight because they're not eating enough because they're nauseated from the chemotherapy, they're losing weight because their body is burning more calories, you know, with a cancer growth. They're losing weight because they're having all these tests that they're told not to eat anything. People are malnourished. Most Americans, we get 150 pounds of sugar per person per year added to our diet and food processing. It's 18% of calories. Another 18% of calories from white flour, which has been stripped of the nutrients so badly that the government had to make a law saying that they had to put some little bit of the nutrients back into the flour. And being good marketers, it's funny. It's as if somebody pickpocketed you from $100 and the cop said, well, you have to give them back a dollar. And the pickpocket said, here, I'm enriching you. They call it enriched flour. It's almost pathetic. Mm-hmm. And so that's another 18% of calories and added fats. So just to start, most Americans are malnourished despite being overweight. And then, again, with all these other stresses that people will see in cancer, people need nutritional support. Now, the problem is that many oncologists mistakenly, in my humble opinion, say that people need to avoid taking any nutritional support because, well, it might feed the cancer. You know, they may as well, here, let's starve you to death. Maybe the cancer will go first. Mm-hmm. That works really poorly. And the studies show that people who get nutritional support actually do better. Now, the other argument they say is, well, if we're giving radiation or similar things, that we're oxidating, using oxidation to kill the cancer cells, well, you don't want to give antioxidants because that's like rescue for them. So what I tell people is not to get caught in the middle, but instead, for a week or two before chemo and 4 weeks after chemo or radiation, leave off the vitamins, at least the high-dose antioxidants. But the rest of the time, I think that people should be on a good vitamin formula. I like powders because people don't like having to take handfuls of pills all day. You know, they say, what vitamin am I low in? And the answer is all of them, you know, which nutrient. Mm-hmm. So there's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. One drink replaces 35 pills. Makes it really easy to optimize nutritional support. Fish oil to decrease inflammation. Salmon, tuna, herring, mackerel, sardines. Those are the best sources. But if you're taking fish oils and you're tired of burping up fish oil all day, there's a really nice one called Vectomega that just has the essential fatty acids, one pill instead of eight, no fish oil burps, really easy. So simple things that people can do to help optimize nutritional support, and you'll be amazed at how that increases the energy. Mm-hmm. Two very important nutrients, iron. There's no iron in the iron and the vitamin powder because iron's a double-edged sword. But I recommend people with fatigue get a blood test called a ferritin level, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N, that looks for whether you have adequate iron. Now, oddly enough, the ferritin level is considered normal if it's over 8, which the studies show misses about 92% of people who have the most horrible iron deficiency will have ferritins over 8, but the doctor will look at it and say it's normal, you know, so don't. But if the doctor says it's normal, say, thank you, but I want to see the result. Mm-hmm. And if it's under 60, taking iron supplementation has been shown to help energy. And also okay. Help restless leg syndrome so you can sleep at night.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like with your nutrition, you're really very much advocating for a combination of a diet and a nutritional supplement approach for most people.
Absolutely. But what I don't want to do is, because you can make people neurotic about everything out there. Well, don't eat this food, don't eat wheat, don't have milk, don't have, to a point where people are malnourished trying to get this healthy diet. And that's what I'm saying. Eat whole foods.
Mm-hmm.
Eat what makes your body feel good. But
yes.
Cut back the excess sugar. And you notice I said excess. Like I said before, chocolate's a health food. And fruits are good. Just don't have the fruit juice. Eat a whole orange instead of, you know, if it gets 16 ounces of orange juice, that's 12 spoons of sugar. You'd have to eat 8 oranges to get that. Ditch the juice. You know, get some coconut water, tomato juice, or other stuff instead. And eat the whole orange.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay. So we're at the last letter, E.
E for exercise. You know, what the studies have shown, if you look at the studies on fatigue and cancer, consistently what they've shown is deconditioning, basically getting horribly out of shape, is a major contributor to cancer fatigue. So getting up and going for a walk, preferably outside in the sunshine, an important thing that people need to know is that sunshine is good for you. At least I tease that there's, you know, when I was a kid, my mom and dad were taking me to these museums, and I still remember this exhibit where there's a skull with a hole cut in it. I was like 7 years old, and they said the Aztecs would cut holes in the skull to let out evil spirits when people were sick, and we go, ha-ha, silly Aztecs, you know. But I figure, you know, I'm guessing that 50 years from now we're going to have medical hall of shames like that that people are going to go through, and you'll see exhibits like, oh, you know, where the AMA-sponsored doctors are saying, smoke cigarettes, they're good for you. Or the next exhibit will say, don't breastfeed, only a barbarian breastfeeds. Use formula. And I can see there'll be an exhibit where they'll say, have the doctor saying, avoid sunshine. And I can see this little child tugging at his mommy's dress going, mommy, mommy, were they crazy? And the mother looking at the child and going, yes, dear. Sunshine is critical for vitamin D, which is not just a vitamin, but it's a hormone that regulates our immune system. It's estimated that tens of thousands of cancer deaths are caused each year by the advice to avoid sunshine. So getting vitamin D is not when you're out going for a walk. Not only is E, but it also gets nutritional support. It can make a big difference at helping your body to fight the cancers. So a half hour to 45 minute walk outside in the sunshine.
All right, and then you will shine along with that sun. So we have shine, we just went through. So S is for sleep, H is for hormones, I is for infections, N is for nutrition, and E is for exercise. That is a great acronym, makes a whole heck of a lot of sense, and certainly there's enough there that pretty much I would imagine anybody could find some combination of things to optimize or certainly improve their current state of health. So when you apply this therapy, this sort of therapeutic approach, this shine approach, how many people improve typically?
Oh, 85% of the most severe, and most everybody is going to have more energy. But in our study where we use chronic fatigue syndrome as a model, the most severely fatigued people, 85% of people improved, even in those severe cases, with an average 91% increase in energy at 3 months. Mm-hmm. Usually by 1 month, people are going to start seeing energy go up. So if people do the energy analysis program, follow the directions, get the multivitamin, get your sleep, go for a walk in the sunshine, basic things, almost all of them are going to find their body's just going to feel a whole lot better.
Great. Well, that's fantastic. Okay, so we have taken another break. When we come back, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about the psychosocial emotional component to this. So we'll take that up when we come back from our break.
Stress has become a part of our daily lives. We become sleep deprived and sapped of energy. Fortunately, there is a natural product that can help. L-theanine is a special amino acid found in green tea that helps us relax while keeping the brain alert and active. Tomorrow's Nutrition, Suntheanine, delivers 150 milligrams of L-theanine per capsule. Suntheanine has been clinically proven to reduce stress, improve focus, and help us sleep. For more information, visit tomorrowsnutrition.com. As a special bonus, listeners will receive 20% off any order by typing in 5 to Thrive when they check out at Tomorrow's Nutrition. Tomorrow's Nutrition and 5 to Thrive are a great combination. Don't forget the code 5 to Thrive at tomorrowsnutrition.com and get 20% off your order.
We are constantly being bombarded by toxins in the air we breathe, water we drink, and even the foods we eat. So what's the answer? Glutathione. It's inside every cell in your body and protects you from the damage of oxidative stress and toxins. There's a special patented form of glutathione that is superior called Cetria. Cetria is pure, vegetarian, and allergen-free. Help replenish your body's reserves of this very important nutrient, detoxified a natural way. Visit CetriaGlutathione.com. That's CetriaGlutathione.com.
Ladies, are you confused about hormones? You're not alone. Even scientists and doctors don't seem to agree on what to do about hormone imbalance. As we age, hormone production can fluctuate, impacting our cycle, PMS, skin, and even fertility. Hormone loss that naturally occurs as you approach menopause can impact bone, heart, and even mental health, not to mention make menopausal symptoms worse. Luckily, there is now an answer. Feminescence is the natural solution born out of 5 years of research and clinical trials. Feminescence does not introduce any hormones into your body. Rather, it nourishes your hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenal glands, naturally supporting your own production of all hormones. With a different product for each stage of a woman's life, you can find the Feminescence product that is right for you at naturalhi.com. That's naturalhi.com, or ask for it by name at your local health food store.
Welcome back to 5 to Thrive Live. I'm Dr. Lee Sauschuler, tonight's host, and our guest tonight, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Boy, he's just been giving us a whirlwind tour through optimizing our health and sharing some really valuable information in a very good, digestible way. So we just went through his acronym, SHINE. And now I'd like to kind of switch gears a little bit, because I think one of the things that's really quite an issue for people who have fatigue, who are chronically tired, feeling unwell, and certainly if you throw cancer in the mix, this is very much of an issue, is just feeling unhappy, feeling depressed, feeling isolated. So I imagine that you confront these emotions and more along these lines quite often, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about your approach to that.
Absolutely, because the thing is that, especially even in day-to-day life, most people have this thing, what's the friend called, they kind of shooting on yourself. Should do this, should do that, should feel this way, should think this way. You know, and we're raised with all of these beliefs telling us, you know, what we should do and think and be good little boys and girls, get approval. And these things carry into adulthood. So we often have all this baggage. And then along with the stress of the cancer, between people understandably getting emotionally overwhelmed, and then sometimes even socially isolated, people are often afraid to talk about cancer or to talk about death and things like that. So it can become socially very isolating. And what I found is that there's three key steps that are needed that will take people from where they are to being happy and to feeling so much better. And in fact, one of the books that I wrote for my patients, back about a decade ago, I wrote a book called Three Steps to Happiness, Healing Through Joy. And I just did a single run because it was something that I give people that I was working with and help them get better. And when I was gone, I was gone. I hadn't realized it, but I looked at Amazon and used copies were selling for like $300. And so I said, well, let's make it an ebook. I didn't want to reprint them again, but we made an ebook and put them back online so that they're available now. But the three simple things, step one is to be authentic with your feelings. So often in cancer, people have trouble acknowledging that they're scared, they're hurt, they're angry, they have all of these different feelings that are going on. And all that needs to be done with those feelings is really just to feel them and to keep feeling them until they no longer feel good. And you'll be amazed sometimes how good a self-righteous hissy fit can be for being angry or sitting there and, you know, getting into a funk and even feel, you know, all these different things will feel good until they don't. And then when they no longer feel good, that's the time to let go of them. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people have trouble feeling feelings, giving themselves permission, but other times they just wallow and stuff and they have trouble letting go of it. For those of you who have a lot of trauma or other feelings that are very difficult to let go of, there's a wonderful technique called Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT, where simply tapping different acupressure points will make the feelings melt away. And, you know, when I first heard that, I rolled my eyes and, you know, whatever. But the first time I experienced it, people will burst into laughter because, like, where did that go? What just happened? So if you go online, do a search on Emotional Freedom Technique, you can find people in your area, a lot of people doing it. The book will tell people how to do it as well, and you can find online. There's kind of self on YouTube and places, you know, where you can just follow it, and here's how you do it yourself. But that's authenticity with feelings, feeling them, and then when they no longer feel good, letting go of the feelings.
Yeah, that sounds so important. I just have to interject for a moment and just say that I'm delighted that you have a book on this, and I'm going to have to get that book because I think this kind of authenticity or living with integrity, which is something that Carolyn and I write about in Five to Thrive, is under-talked about, but boy, is it important to living a good, wholesome, happy life. So I'm delighted to hear that you emphasize it so much.
Well, great minds think alike. What can I say, Lisa? it is. I mean, authenticity is so important. And it's you know, even in the old Grecian temples on earth, and, you know, it's to say, know thyself. And this is part of it. Our feelings are such an important part of who we are. You know, we like to poo-poo them as, well, they're just these annoying things. Really, it's the mind. That's everything. It's like, no.
right. Okay, so living with authenticity, being true to your feelings, and you mentioned two other steps.
Okay, step two is to make life a no-fault system. Basically, we're so used to the American TV way of thinking of, you know, somebody gets hit in the head with a meteor, whose fault is it? You know, we want to find fault and blame and who to blame everything on. And as soon as you're looking to blame somebody or to put fault on somebody, you're taking away your own power. You're saying, this person has the power for me to be happy or not. And with the whole legal system and the rest. So basically, no blame, no fault, no guilt. Guilt is a useless emotion, as is shame. No judgment, no comparisons, and no expectations. Those simple things, when you find that you're having expectations on yourself, drop them. That's a form of judgment. When you find you're having, you're judging other people, well, don't judge yourself for that. Just drop it. And it's a change of habit where you recognize that life is a no-fault system. It is what it is. At the end of the day, we're as responsible for creating it as anybody. And what created is maybe irrelevant. What's important is how do I get from where I am to where I want to get to?
Mm-hmm.
So if your doctor messed up, or you have a family member who had no idea how to deal with the cancer emotionally, and they abandoned you or gave you a bunch of grief or God knows whatever it is, it's time to get off it. And to simply, you know, like I said, make life a no-fault system. That is what that does, is it empowers you to make whatever changes you need to get back to being happy.
Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me a little bit of just when you were talking, I remembered a video, I guess it was a news story of the woman who started, I can't remember the name of the organization, but essentially it's a organization geared towards helping young people who have had some sort of traffic infraction due to drunk driving, kind of get themselves back on track. And she started that organization because her own son was killed by a drunk driver, and part of her healing was to forgive, to go visit the young man who was responsible for that, to forgive him. And through that forgiveness, she found kind of her calling in life. And it was a very moving story. I'm not doing it justice, but kind of along the lines of what you're saying, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just part of reclaiming our own power in our lives. As part of healing.
And, yes.
And that's, you know, that's a big part of the energy coming back. As soon as you can let go and forgive, it's like this boulder that you're not carrying around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Your energy will come right back and will come up quite a bit.
Good. Okay. And then the last step towards happiness.
Step three is that life is kind of like a TV. We get to decide what channel we're watching. And we get to choose whether we want something that makes us feel good or whether we're focusing on things that make us unhappy. But people don't recognize that. They think that, oh, well, if I'm watching the news 24/7 and grinding my teeth, I'm somehow becoming more educated and informed and a more responsible adult. What a bunch of utter rubbish. I mean, most of the stuff on the TV news, God bless them. I mean, I'm on CNN and Fox and all of these different places, and they're sweet folks and everything, but most of the stuff, It's not meant to be reality. It's meant to be entertainment. And it's meant to scare you so that you keep watching. So basically, again, choose what you're putting your attention on. If you're watching TV news or you're doing whatever, and it doesn't feel good, drop it and find something else. You know, there's this wonderful Tai Chi move for when you're watching TV. And it's, if you find you're watching something and it doesn't feel good, which raises the question of, why am I watching this? Mm-hmm. Then you do this Tai Chi move. You pause, you center, and then from that center place, you swing your arm far over to the side, you grab the remote control, point it at the TV, and click off. Or hit the comedy channel, or whatever. Again, this is meant to entertain you and make you feel good. And if it doesn't feel good, it's like going to a buffet with 1,000 things in it, and you love 996 of them, but you hate 4 of them, and you keep putting those same things in your mouth that they hate, going, oh, they shouldn't have this, and you start having campaigns where you organize everybody against having these 4 things on the buffet, and just ignore those things. Start to put your attention on the things that feel good. As you do the things that feel good, you're going to find those things you don't like start to float away and out of your life, and things you do enjoy start floating into your life, because that's how you change channels. And it was funny, there's Joseph Campbell, who's one of my favorite people in the world, who's an anthropologist who has studied cultures all over the world and throughout time. And one day he was asked, explain everything you've learned in one sentence. and he just smiled and he said, follow your bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And what he learned from watching all these cultures through the world is that basically find those things that float your boat, that make you happy, that excite you, that feel good to you, and keep your attention on those and do those things. And you follow your bliss, and you're going to find that health will follow. Now, some people find their cancers will go away. Others will find that they won't. But the time they have, they will be living a whole lot happier, a whole lot healthier, and a whole lot more energy.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, learn to choose where you pay your attention. Keep it on things that feel good.
That sounds good. Well, gosh, that's a wonderful high note, I think, to end our show on. But I do want to make sure that you have a chance to, again, share some of your websites. I want you to particularly repeat the website where people can assess their own kind of energy level and get on the path to healing. And any other websites you'd like to share, please do.
The Energy Analysis Program can be found at www.endfatigue.com. E, N like Nancy, D like David. And the word fatigue.com. But also for information on getting rid of pain, my website, Vitality 101, or my book, Pain Free 123, will teach people how to get pain free. I'd like to throw one quick comment in there. There's two natural herbal mixes for pain that are outstanding. One is called Curamin, and the other is called End Pain. They can be used together and with the pain medications. Give them 3 to 6 weeks, and you will be amazed at how pain eases up.
Okay. Well, gosh, this has been a wonderful show. You're certainly a wealth of information and inspiration, just the mix that we look for. So I want to thank you very much for spending some of your afternoon, I believe, over there in Hawaii with us on 5 to Thrive, and also for, of course, your continuous and voluminous contributions to greater wellness of this collective world that we live in. It's really been a privilege to have you on tonight. And for our listeners, if you would like to learn more about what's coming up for the rest of the week, please check out our website, 5tothriveplan.com. We've got a great week lined up for you. I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of what's coming your way this week, because this is a good one. Tomorrow, we have another really interesting guest, Sarah Gottfried, who is a medical doctor. She's going to be talking about 5 ways to create a happy neighborhood for your body, and particularly focusing on natural hormone balancing for women. And then on Wednesday, we have Victoria Mazes, who is the executive director of the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. That's Andrew Weil's program. She's going to be talking about preparing for a healthy pregnancy, something that a lot of young people who have had cancer are concerned about. And then on Thursday, we have How One Man's Triumph Over Terminal Cancer is Changing the Medical Establishment. And that will be Glenn Sabin, who's a 22-year cancer survivor and who's really dedicated his life to helping to create integrative oncology centers around the world. So great show. And then, of course, on Friday is our research review with Carolyn and I, so don't miss it. And I hope that you all enjoy the rest of your evening and that you experience joy, laughter, and love. And it is time to thrive, everyone. Have a great night.